When it comes to Zimun with 10, so of course we say Nevarech Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishalom. Many people sort of have this forward movement, kind of like an almost standing up, and some people don't do that, and many people are not sure what they're supposed to do. So what exactly is the proper procedure? Why would one or would one not stand or make some sort of a movement as though one were standing for Zimun with 10? So a central consideration in this discussion is Zimun with 10, where we say the Shem Hashem, is that considered a Davar Shebikdusha or not? Many things for which we require a minyan are because they are a Davar Shebikdusha. So Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Kedusha, these are Dvar Shebikdusha. And the Rama writes that one should stand for a Davar Shebikdusha. Many Sfaradim are knowing not to necessarily stand unless they're already standing. Then you shouldn't dafka sit for the Davar Shebikdusha. But the Rama writes that it's proper for one to stand for a Davar Shebikdusha. So maybe that's part of the equation. Do we assume that benching with 10, the reason we require a minyan for Shem Hashem and Zimun is because it has the status of a Davar Shebikdusha? Then there would perhaps be an inyan to stand. Or alternatively, maybe not. Then not everything that requires a minyan is a Davar Shebikdusha. Davar Shebikdusha is only one of the reasons why we would require a minyan. So in fact, the Gemara says on Daf Mem Hamid Beis that to mention Shem Hashem and Zimun without 10 men, lav orach ara, which makes it sound like it's simply not derech eretz, it's not appropriate, it's not respectful, but makes it sound like it's not necessarily Davar Shebikdusha. Okay, so then what would be the reason to stand? There were those who assumed that, in fact, Zimun with 10 is considered Davar Shebikdusha. The Rambam writes that although it is possible for there to be Zimun with a group of women, but they wouldn't say, if there was 10 women together, they wouldn't say Shem Hashem. Why not? So the Kesef Mishnah writes, it's a Davar Shebikdusha. Davar Shebikdusha only applies to a minyan of 10 men. Avudraham also indicates that he thinks it's a Davar Shebikdusha. And perhaps there's other indications as well. Rabbi Menachem Ganak has a piece in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim. He points out that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem and Beis has a Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe if there's more than 10, we have other formulations that we can say. Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu, etc. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, it's 10 and that's it. Just like we find in Shul, that when you have a minyan, that's a certain status, and there's no such thing as something beyond that status. So he's comparing it to a minyan, like we have for tefillah. Maybe that would indicate that it is, in fact, a Davar Shebikdusha. Nonetheless, there were achronim who suggested that even if it would be a Davar Shebikdusha, one would not need to stand for Zimun B'Shem. The Chassam Sofer writes, and the Chubos van Hagos writes in the name of Reb Chaim, that Zimun is a part of benching, and benching is said dafka sitting down, just like a person was sitting down for the eating, and that indicates the sense of kvius. So benching is also done sitting down. So since Zimun connects to benching, so therefore the proper positioning for Zimun would be dafka to be sitting down, and therefore there's no need for one to stand, even if perhaps it would be considered a Davar Shebikdusha. There's a commentary in Shulchan Aruch called Eish Al Avram. It's known as Eish Al Avram Buchach, to separate it, to distinguish from the other Eish Al Avram, which is the Prima Gadim. So he suggests that maybe, quite aside from the issue of Davar Shebikdusha, maybe it's simply an indication of Kavod. For Shem Hashem, you're going to say the Shem Hashem, so we should indicate Kavod. The Gemara indicates that Eglon, Melech Moav, not known to be a great tzaddik at all. So when he was killed by Ehud, so Ehud came to him and said, I have something to tell you from Hashem. So Eglon stood as a sign of kavod, and then he was executed. He was assassinated by Ehud. But the Gemara says that because he stood as a sign of kavod, even though he's a terrible Rasha, that he was zocha, that Rus HaMoaviah was one of his descendants. So you see there's an Indian to stand as a sign of kavod for the Shem Hashem. So maybe that could be part of the reason. On the other hand, one could respond, we don't stand every single time we say Hashem Hashem. We say bracha, you don't. The rest of the benching, we're going to say sitting down. We're going to say many Shem Hashems. So maybe it's because sometimes we do Zimun without the Shem Hashem and sometimes with. So when we do it with B'tafka, we want to show perhaps a sense of kavod. Perhaps that could be a reason as well. Maybe a nafka mina between these two understandings of why yes to stand would be to what extent do you actually have to stand. If it's a Davar Shebikdusha, so then you have to stand. Making a little movement, sort of a movement forward with your body would not be sufficient. You have to actually stand, or at very least be supported by your feet, as opposed to being supported by the chair. If it's a sign of kavod, so maybe any movement which indicates kavod, maybe that would be good enough. La'alacha, everyone can follow whatever minhag they have. It seems to me the general minhag is not that people are makbid to stand in a way that would actually be considered to be standing. So maybe those who do so are assuming that it's simply an issue of expressing kavod for the Shem Hashem, which we certainly should have. It would seem that Mikra Adin, I think that Mikra Adin, one is not really chayiv to do so. Have a wonderful day, and please do put the chairs on the table in our new special formulation format of table setting.